This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Christopher Bellis and DJ Kramer. We're talking about White Mountains Pride. They have a whole slew of events coming up, starting today and going to next Sunday. The big one will be the White Mountains Pride Festival. That will be Saturday, June 29th, 10 till 4 at the North Conway Community Center. If you want more information anytime, go to whitemountainspride.com. That's whitemountainspride.com, and they have the full listing of all the events right there. Christopher, DJ, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We have so many events. I just want to jump right into it. Today, going on is the Light Up Pride event. That's at White Mountains, 1699 White Mountains Highway in North Conway. That's Settlers Green, so that's right where we are. And this is kicking off Pride Week.
Yep, that's right. And you can come on down and view the street side location. Will be lit up in rainbow colors. Barley and Salt's a great place where you can sit and enjoy and watch them light it up each night. And there's several stores offering promotions and deals all Pride Week long and special merchandise so you can get your Pride shirt to wear to the festival.
So even though that's kicking off right now, it's going to be going on for all of Pride Week.
Yep, that's correct.
Tomorrow, Saturday, is Pride Yoga. This is going to be 8:30 till 9:45 in the morning
at the Boot Camp Studio. And I know DJ is planning to attend that, and it sounds like a fabulous time.
I am. Tara Schroeder from Green Turtle Yoga is an amazing yoga instructor, and a portion of the money raised there will go to White Mountains Pride and to support the other programs and events that we have all year long.
You know, another thing happening tomorrow is we have a free movie screening at 7 o'clock at the North Conway Community Center of Before Stonewall. One of the things that's really important to us for the community is to understand where the LGBT community has come from. And that is a documentary film that talks about what life was like for LGBT people prior to the Stonewall riots 50 years ago, which is the event that started Pride. And this is actually our first time celebrating Pride up here in the White Mountains area, from what we can gather. And so we're really excited to have all of these events, you know, including the movie, and that's a way to kind of kick off the whole week. And then we have other activities like the Hike for Equality, which is happening on Sunday, June 23rd at 10 a.m., meeting at Echo Lake State Park, which is being sponsored by Gay Outdoors, and you can sign up for that hike on their website. And the other thing that's also happening on June 23rd in the afternoon at 4 o'clock is there's going to be a Pride Interface Faith Service. The clergy in the local community has really been involved in wanting to show how inclusive and welcoming we are as a community. And so they've scheduled a 4 o'clock service at the Lutheran Church of the Nativity on Sunday, June 23rd, where every faith
all,
and
all are welcome.
All are welcome and can come in for a service. And so that's at 15 Grove Street in North Conway. I know that DJ is really excited about the next event at White Birch Books.
I am. There's going to be an author evening with Lisa Bunker. She is an author who writes middle grade literature, and she will be there for an author signing and a discussion on her new book, Zenobia. So I'll be there with my happy young reader in tow.
And I love bookstores. And we love libraries, you know, and we love to encourage people to read. And that involves some of the other events that we have on Friday, June 28th. We are doing Drag Time Story Hour at the North Conway Public Library at 10 o'clock. But we're asking people to get there early with their kids. All adults must be accompanied by a child. And they should get there between 9 and 9:30 because tickets are going to be limited. And there's not going to be enough space to accommodate everybody. So get there early. It's an opportunity to hear from positive role models some stories about inclusivity and things. And so that's a great time. And then for the adults, since we're excluding them if they don't have kids, there's an event that afternoon at 2 o'clock called Meet the Queens, which is at the Jackson Community Church in Jackson. And that's an opportunity. The readers are going to be there, and they're going to be with Gail Doctor, who is the
moderator
and the pastoral leader for the church there. And there's going to be questions, and that's going to be fabulous. And then There's also going to be another event that night, DJ. I know that you...
We have a performer coming from New York City, the most gorgeous Reverend Yolanda, who will be performing a gospel hour service at the Christ Episcopal Church at 7 o'clock that evening. That's next Friday, June 28th.
And all of those events are just precursors to the big festival that we have planned for Saturday, June 29th, that you mentioned, that's going on from 10 to 4. We have 9 performers coming from all over the country.
All different kinds of music, something for everyone. We have pop, we have folk, we have drumming circles, we have drag performances.
We have local kids from the high school who are going to be performing during the day. We have people who came from California, from New York, from Boston, from Portland. You know, so we're bringing a lot of diversity into the Valley, and hopefully everybody from the Valley comes out to celebrate Pride, because that's what we're hoping to have.
So if you're just tuning in, it's White Mountains Pride Week, and it's going on all this week, starting today, going through next Sunday. The big festival's at the end. That is White Mountains Pride Festival, Saturday 10 till 4 on the 29th, Saturday the 29th, at the North Conway Community Center. One event that we did skip over, I want to make sure doesn't get missed, is the Toga Party. That will be on the 27th at 3465 White Mountain Highway in North Conway.
And McGrath's Tavern.
That's McGrath's Tavern. And that is going to have live music by Shark Martin, so you're not going to want to miss that as well. And you can find all these events online at whitemountainspride.com. That's whitemountainspride.com. Now, after the festival, we're not quite done with Pride's Week, because there's also a worship service that's happening in Tamworth Sunday the 30th.
It's a worship service at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship at 30 Tamworth Road in Tamworth. And, you know, they're going to be talking about how inclusive are we, and talking about, you know, the hard-won LGBT rights and how those energize us and help us to meet the challenges that are coming ahead.
And that's open to everyone as well.
So this is White Mountains Pride Week. It starts today and it continues through next Sunday. You can find all these events at whitemountainspride.com. That's whitemountainspride.com. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but do either of you have any final thoughts or words before we go? Maybe some thoughts about White Mountains Pride Week and what it's about.
Our goal is to bring inclusion, celebration, education to all LGBTQ members of the community. And I would encourage anyone who's never been to a Pride celebration to come to one or all of our events, and certainly to the festival, which is free, family-friendly, filled with activities, vendors, music. Bring a blanket, stay the day. It's going to be a great time.
And I would just say, if you don't know what Pride is, coming to the screening of Before Stonewall tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the North Conway Community Center, that's Saturday night at 7 o'clock, is a great opportunity to learn what Pride is and why it exists and how important it is to the community.
You can find more information or any of these events at whitemountainspride.com. That's whitemountainspride.com. And don't forget, the big festival is going to be Saturday the 29th, 10 till 4 at the North Conway Community Center. It's White Mountains Pride. com for more information. Christopher, DJ, thank you both for joining me.
And thank you for having us.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.